From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Well, the Red and Salmon fires are burning in or immediately adjacent to the Trinity Alps Wilderness on the Klamath, Six Rivers, and Shasta Trinity National Forests. California Interagency Incident Management Team 4 working closely with Native American tribes in fire suppression efforts. The Red Fire Thursday, fire crews continued to work on containment lines, reinforcing those, including installing a fire hose on the northeast section of the fire. Containment lines run along High Point Ridge from Samet Summit down to the 04 road. Fire managers will initiate tactical firing from those lines based on weather and fire behavior. As for the Salmon Fire, it remains contained within areas inside the burn, but did put up some smoke as areas within those containment lines burned. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies have located human remains in northeast Humboldt. The remains were recovered on Thursday in the area of Highway 96 between Hoopa and Witchpeck. The identity and sex of the deceased unknown at this time. Cause and manner of death also unknown, pending a further investigation. Thursday, Fortuna Police conducting residential patrol checks and traffic-related enforcement near the Strong Creek Estates in Fortuna. At about 11 a.m., a Fortuna police officer saw a Ford sedan driving on the wrong side of the road. The officer conducted an enforcement stop on the vehicle at the intersection of Ronerville Road and Newburgh Road. As a result of the stop, the driver determined to be 65-year-old Sanda Morvan, a resident of Fortuna. Morvan was subsequently issued a citation for violations of the vehicle code and released. Well, as Morvan drove away from the stop, she proceeded back onto Ronerville Road and began driving in the wrong lane. After committing several unsafe traffic violations, including but not limited to excessive speed and failure to maintain lanes, Morvan finally yielded to officers near the 700 block of 14th Street in Fortuna. By the time she yielded, she'd already driven through a section of town that is frequently populated by foot and vehicle traffic and utilized on a daily basis by Fortuna businesses. During Morvan's arrest, she made a number of spontaneous statements, including threatening statements referring to suicide by cop. Well, public health officials Thursday issuing blanket isolation and quarantine orders at HumboldtGov.org. They say it's so Humboldt County will be better positioned for an increase in new COVID-19 infections. The orders, formerly called mass isolation and mass quarantine orders, apply to all residents who've contracted COVID-19 or who were exposed to the virus and may be contagious. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.